From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. LGBTQ Utahns are celebrating today's U.S. Supreme Court decision, giving them protection under a federal law that bars workplace discrimination on the basis of sex. Democratic State Senator Derek Kitchen says the decision could have wide-reaching impacts on several state laws.
It's getting harder and harder for the conservatives to be unwinding protections for LGBTQ Americans. And so there's a lot of places in state code, state statute, where it says something is protected because of their sex. Now we can assume that that also applies to sexual orientation.
In 2013, Kitchen was part of a lawsuit that overturned the state's law banning same-sex marriage. The Utah Division of Fire responded to 26 new fires over the weekend, a majority of them human-caused. From KUER's Southwest News Bureau, Lexi Peary reports on the state's busy fire season.
Many of the fires started this weekend were in northern Utah, with three in Tooele County alone. Most of them have been contained, but two in the county continue to burn, with the Big Springs fire reaching almost 3,000 acres. Here's Kate Webb, a spokesperson for the state's fire division.
We've had more wildfires this time of year than usual, and it has been a very high human cost percentage as well.
So far, Utah has had almost 400 fires, and over 80% of them have been started by people. 2020 also marks the third driest spring on record. Windy, hot conditions have easily spread flames across dry vegetation in the state, Webb says.
It's really important for people this season to have a heightened awareness of weather coming up in the forecast and plan accordingly.
A red flag warning is in place for most of the state until Tuesday night because of high winds and low humidity. Lexi Peary, KUER News.
Nearly 8% of COVID-19 tests in Utah came back positive over the past week. That's according to new numbers released today by the state's Department of Health. Although that positivity rate is down from the week before, it's nearly double the 4.2% rate that Utah had seen throughout April. State epidemiologist Angela Dunn says April's numbers were a sign cases had plateaued. Health officials reported 295 new cases today, marking the 19th day in a row of more than 200 cases. The Salt Lake City office of the Division of Motor Vehicles has closed after an employee tested positive for COVID-19 over the weekend. DMV officials say the employee did not have contact with the public, but did interact with a colleague. All appointments at the office in South Salt Lake will be canceled, and people are encouraged to schedule appointments at other locations. A Utah legislative committee met this morning to discuss improvements to the Wasatch Front's air quality during the coronavirus pandemic. As KUER's Emily Means reports, lawmakers want to build on those achievements by taking more commuters off the roads.
In March, levels of nitrogen oxides, a pollutant that contributes to smog, were nearly 60% lower along the Wasatch Front compared to the same period in past years. That's according to an analysis by Logan Mitchell, a professor at the University of Utah. In a presentation to the legislative committee, Mitchell tied the cleaner air to less traffic.
Our local air quality improved immediately after emissions were reduced, and it really illustrates how tightly connected our local emissions are to our local air quality.
Last month, Republican Senator Dan McKay announced he would sponsor a bill to get more state employees working from home. Utah has already introduced a program to expand teleworking opportunities, but McKay says it's time for the government to set an example.
It is our job to disrupt the marketplace in this situation for public health.
The committee voted to support a bill that would classify every state employee position by whether they can work from home. Emily Means, KUER News.
Three Utahns are suing Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox for rejecting their applications to gather signatures for two ballot referenda. The three people who sponsored the referenda have not voted in a regular general election in the past 3 years. The lawsuit argues that denying the referenda applications based on that is unconstitutional. One sponsor turned 18 last year, and the other two don't vote because they view it as a, quote, futile exercise when seeking to make substantive changes. The Lieutenant Governor's office declined to comment on the lawsuit. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.